Hello and welcome to another edition of Webhack Wednesday. I'm Martin Beamy.
And I'm Martin Kern.
And today we're going to be talking about, well actually I don't know, what we're talking about?
We're talking about a thing called Lewis today.
Lewis? What's Lewis?
Lewis stands for Language Understanding Intelligence Service.
Oh right, I thought you meant something different. In the production meeting,
Lewis?
When you said Lewis, I assumed it was John Lewis.
John, no. No, we're not going.
We can go there. I've even put it in the production notes. Switch to John Lewis.
Well, these production meetings, I mean, it's very nice. And it's a lovely, nothing against John Lewis per se, but it's got nothing to do with the Language Understanding Intelligence Service.
Is it okay if we stay in this haberdashery?
It's a nice place to be. I like haberdashery, yeah.
Actually, I think, is this textiles?
I think it's homeware, isn't it? It is textiles. You can see the rolls there in the background, a fine selection of textiles.
Nice lights.
Yeah, but no, we're here to talk about Lewis.
Lewis.
And also, just whilst we're talking about naming confusion, it's not Louis either. One of our mates, Jamie, you know Jamie, don't you?
Dalton?
Old Dalton. Old Dalton, my mate.
Old Dalty.
Old Dalty, yeah. He seems to think that it's called Louis, and it's just not. And I keep telling him, it's Louis.
L-U-I-S.
He seems to think it's the name of a French boy, and it's not.
Louis. Well, Louis is my child's name, my son's
name. It is true.
But it's spelled totally different.
Well, that's another spelling, but again. But
L-O-U-I-S.
No, it's neither of those. It's L-U-I-S.
And nor is it the American spelling, which is L-E-W-I-E.
Yes. Louis. Yeah, it's not that either.
Yeah, okay.
Language understanding, and what it really is, what it should be called, is natural language processing and entity extraction and intent analysis. Yeah, but that's not very snappy.
Neither is Lewis.
No, it's not. But yeah, it's snappier. So it's all about kind of, it's a service part of cognitive services, one of the many, I think we're up to 53 APIs now.
Jeez.
53 functions across, I think, 23 APIs. This is one of those 23 APIs. And it's all about, basically, you send it some text, and it understands the intent of that text.
Okay.
And it also helps you extract the entities or the things that are being mentioned in that text.
Yep.
Kind of hard to kind of visualize, so we're going to work through some demos. Now, we've talked about How Happy before. We've kind of milked How Happy already quite a lot.
Yeah, you've used that demo pretty much every time.
Everything.
For the last
it's a good demo,
years.
Though. It's a good demo. Yeah, what can I say? And I stole the idea from you. So you know, it's good for you as well.
Yeah.
So
I don't know how, but yeah.
Well, because it's your idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Which you're milking.
Yeah, exactly. But
that's
fine.
Good for me.
Anyway, so what we've done is we've extended How Happy. Before, you used to have to, How Happy detects emotions in people's faces,
yes.
And gives you, it ranks them in order. Then we've got a whole episode about this. I think we've got two or three episodes about this in the past. What we've done is we've extended it now to support Lewis so that you can use natural language to say, show me all the happy people, or show me the third most surprised person, or just use natural input in order to filter and sort the results of the
One
website.
One thing important to note there is natural language, the international sign for natural language is clearly this.
Yeah, just do that.
So we're doing natural language.
Typey-typey, yeah.
Okay. Natural language, as in international sign language for national language.
Yeah.
So are you going to show us something then?
I am, yes. So what we've got here, first of all, let's just have a look at the How Happy website itself, just in case you've not seen this. So the way this works is it's howhappy.co.uk. You can upload a picture. This is a Justin Bieber concert.
Yep.
We're uploading. There's a range of emotions being shown there. By default, it's going to sort by happiness. So it's showing us the six faces in the image sorted by happiness. And we can see the first happiest and the sixth happiest and all the so on. So this young lady is the happiest person here. 97% happiness is being exhibited in the young lady's face. And then the sound guy, I think it's a sound guy anyway, he's not happy at all to be there. It's what you'd expect with a Justin Bieber concert. But what we can do now is we can do natural language queries in this. So we can say, who is the happiest one here? Meaning, who's the number one happiest person here? And we can send that off, and it's going to basically understand what we mean is we want to still sort by happiness, but I only want to show number one. I don't want to show all six of them.
Yeah.
So it's showing that, and it's that text is going off to Lewis, and it's giving me that data back. We can do things like show me all the angry people. So this time I want to see everybody, but sort by anger this time as an emotion. So the entity has changed from being happiness to being anger. That's the emotion entity. So we can see this chap here is the angriest one. I think he must be a dad accompanying his daughter to the Justin Bieber. That's another dad there. You can see that he's the next angriest person. The next thing we can do is we can say, who is the third most surprised person? So there's two things happening here. One, we're using surprise as the emotion, but two, we're using an ordinal, a number, so we want to see the third person in the list rather than the first or second and all three. And Lewis is able to determine those entities and give it back to my application. And finally, we can do things like, we can say, show me the least happiest person. where in this case I want to see who's the least happiest in the list. So it's the reverse of the most happiest person. And of course, as it was before, this will be the sound guy. So the sound guy is the least happiest person here. So it's a bit of a silly example, but the idea here is I'm using natural language to do lots of different types of queries to sort on both happy on the emotion and also how the people are displayed in the list there. So that's pretty cool.
It's interesting. Also, that picture, that guy looks a little bit like Putin.
Yeah, you
it's
could
not
say
him,
that.
I don't think it is him.
I think the thing that's most interesting about this picture is the young lady on the top right of the image.
Yeah.
She's not been detected as having a face because not all of her face is shown, but she's looking very emotional.
Yeah.
I don't know what those emotions are. I wish I could find that out, but she's looking like a very emotional young lady there. Let's just hope it is primarily happiness being shown there.
Yeah. Cool.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to basically show us, well, eventually we'll get to how this is built, but what I get to first is the actual Lewis model. So that is basically the way you set up Lewis is it's all done through a web interface, lewis.ai, L-U-I-S.ai, not any other version of that. Ironically, Lewis itself would help us disambiguate those versions, but that's not we're not going to go there. That's what we're going to look at. But first, before we do that, I want to just talk through those different queries that we had and how they break down. So what we've got here is I basically asked it four things. I said, who's the happiest one here? Show me all the angry people. Who's the third most surprised and who's the least happy person? So if we take the first one, the intent of that sentence is to show the most emotional person here. So the happiest one here, who's the most emotional? And the emotion is happiness.
Yep.
Now the interesting thing here is that even though I asked for happiest, it actually maps to happiness. So the actual words are slightly different there. They mean the same thing, but they're slightly different words. So that is the intent there is most emotional. The entity is happiness. The next thing I ask is show me all the angry people. Now the intent here is to sort by emotion. I want to see everybody in the picture, but sorted by the emotion of anger.
Yep.
And the emotion there is anger. So again, I've searched for angry, and it's mapped that to the emotion of anger.
Yep.
Now the reason why we have these specific words for the emotions is because we're using the emotion API as well as part of this, and that has eight emotions, and they're happiness, anger, surprise, uses that.
So you want to try and map whatever they're asking to something which
a known list of eight words.
And it could be happiest to happiness.
Yeah.
It could be sad to sadness.
Exactly. Yeah.
It could also be, you could also map things which aren't, it doesn't, my understanding with Lewis and stuff, if you train it in a certain way, it doesn't even have to be a close word. It's just as...
No, you just say, when you train it, you say that word means that thing, and it takes that as a learning. And we'll get onto the training in a second. So the next thing I asked was, show me the third most surprised person. So what the intent here is I'm looking for a specific position.
Okay.
In this case, the position I'm looking for is third. That is an entity as well. This is the first time we've seen the ordinal entity.
This is ordinal meaning, number position.
Yeah.
Although...
I didn't know that.
I'm going to put my hands up. I've never heard the phrase ordinal, but then it seems like it's completely common that everyone knows that's an ordinal
is. In the context of Lewis, yeah.
No, but I mean, I had no idea what an ordinal was.
No.
It's possibly me being a bit stupid.
No, but, you're fine. I didn't know that either. So if you're stupid, I am as well, and that's fine.
The UK education system didn't prepare us for the word ordinal.
That's
the first time when I came across Lewis, it's the first time I came across that word. And now... I see it everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what it means. Ordinal basically means, an ordinal is one of the built-in entities. So we get a load of built-in entities with Lewis.
Right.
We get date and time, we get locations, we get ordinal, we get all these, I think currency is one as well, where it's just pre-programmed to understand that when you say fourth or third or three or one, that's a number and it understands
that
by
default. Obviously, the 1st of January 2010,
exactly.
it would pick that as a date.
As a date. No matter how you type the date, it would still figure out using all of the training that it's already got built in.
It's also smart enough that date one to find out things like last Wednesday.
Yes.
That can qualify that as a date and then give you the specific date what that meant.
Because in the context of the date of the request. Yeah. So that's great. So that's the ordinal one. And of course, we've got an emotion in here as well. The emotion in this case is surprise. And then the final thing that we asked for was who's the least happy. So this is our fourth intent, which is least emotional.
Okay.
And again, the entity there is happiness. So we've got four intents. We've got two entities, one that maps to emotion, one that maps to an ordinal. Mm-hmm. And using all of that, and then we've trained Lewis based on all of that stuff. So let's have a look at how we've trained Lewis. So we're going to go on to lewis.ai. Mm-hmm. I've got a few applications in here. This is my own sort of... You can see how busy I've been with all three of my Lewis applications. So I've got one called the How Happy. This is basically what we call the model. And that's a term that's used in machine learning a lot. And in the model, you define these intents. So those are those four intents that we've got, plus a built-in one called none, which is like a catch-all intent.
Right.
You basically, the way you add this is you just add an intent. All an intent is, it's just got a label, basically. You can do some stuff around assigning actions. We're not going to cover that in this session. That's more to do with bots.
Yep.
Lewis is very useful for bots, but for this, they're just intents. And we've got the entity there. We've got the entity of emotion, and that has eight sub-entities or child entities. So, and if any of these things are picked up, I want it always to mean emotion, but I've got these eight kind of sub-entities.
What kind of emotions?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the way you add that is you just add it as a label, and I can add children using a hierarchical entity there. And then we've got the pre-built entities, which is where ordinal comes in. We can also see these are the other ones we've got. So temperature, dimension, money, age, geography. There's a ton of these built-in ones. Date time there, like we talked about. So those are great for just, you know, we don't need to train for those things, basically. So we've got the intents, the entities. You can also use a thing called a phrase list to help with the training. So if you know that a certain set of phrases is going to match to a particular entity, you can put those phrases in there, and it will just help Lewis train. So if I want to train for the variations of the word anger,
yep,
I can put those in. I didn't with this one, I didn't need to, but with more complex entities, you can definitely do that. So that's phrase list. So once you've entered all that stuff, you now need to kind of train the model. And the way you do that is you add a thing called an utterance, which is basically a sentence like a user would say it.
Yep.
So I've said, show me all the angry people. It's already picked this up. It already knows that angry means anger, and I can see that it's mapped to the anger entity there. And it knows it means sorted by emotion. So this is already trained for this particular utterance. But you submit that, and you just do that a few times using all the different variations of the intents, the entities that you want. So I've got here, show me the fourth most happy person here. Again, it's pre-trained, so it knows this stuff already. But at the start, it wouldn't know this. So you'd have to actually label the right words and map them to the right entities and choose the right intent. So you see it's 87% sure that that's the right intent. So you do that a few times. I would say do that maybe 10 times per intent, and make sure you include all your different entities. These are some of the ones that I've pre-trained it with. So you can see there's quite a lot here. There's quite a well-trained model, this one. I've spent quite a lot of time training it. These are all the things I've entered, and I've just labeled myself or tagged them to say that word means that. So I've got the word second there, meaning an ordinal, and I can, sometimes if it doesn't, who's most confused doesn't map to anything that my app can handle, so I'm going to put that to none, which is like a catch-all. You can also look at suggestions. So this is where Lewis is going to suggest things based on the requests that come in. So when a request comes in, it might suggest that somebody's searched for, what have we got here? So who's the most angry? And it suggested that that's anger. And somebody's just searched for happy, so we're going to say that's going to map to happy. So you can take these suggestions and sort of tag them yourself and then map them. And it all helps with the training side of it as well. It also helps to understand what people are actually searching for. Then you need to train the model. This is the bit where the machine learning stuff all happens, all the algorithms start happening. And then once the model's trained, you can publish it as an API. So these are just like everything in cognitive services, they're standard REST APIs. You've got the endpoint there. You've got this nice little test interface here where I can just add a simple test. Show me all the happy people. I just click on the link there, and it's going to show me the JSON that comes back. And quite rightly, sorted by emotion is the right intent for that query. It's 99% sure that's right. And it's also picked up happiness as being the entity for that query as well. So I can tell that's right, and that's what my application gets back.
Yep.
So in my application, I receive that JSON and do the things that you normally do with JSON. I deconstruct it, deserialize it, and then I use that to construct the logic of my application.
And you're getting a score back as well, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. So score is something that goes across a lot of the machine learning stuff. So the thing about machine learning is never really yes or no. It's a likelihood. So the score here is it's about as high as you can get. So 99.something% sure that that query relates to sorted by emotion as the intent.
Yep.
And it's also 99% sure that the word happy relates to the entity happiness. You saw maybe in some of the training ones, they were lower scores. It means it's not so sure.
Yep.
And so those are the ones you should train, because it's like indicators to sort of firm that up. So that's kind of, it sounds quite complex and quite academic, but it's actually quite simple. It's just a case of understanding what you're trying to get from it, understanding the intent you want to get and the entities, and training it with some sensible data. And
the cool thing is when those APIs, when people start calling your API or using it from your application,
yeah,
it's logging all of those
exactly,
requests.
Yeah.
And then you can then go back and see, oh, actually, the utterances that I gave the application in when I was developing it are absolutely completely different from the utterances that people on the web are using.
Yeah, and that's where the suggestions come in, because the people on the web, the users, it will track all of those, and you can then label those and use those as a training utterances as well, which is where it gets really powerful. So the more you use Lewis, the better it gets in terms of its training and its accuracy and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's very cool. So what we're going to do next is we're going to, we're actually going to show you how we've built How Happy. We're going to walk through the code. This is a light version. It's not the full colorful version that you'll see on howhappy.co.uk. It's a light version built in ASP.NET. But the reason we're showing you this is basically just so that you can see it's very simple code. It's standard API calls. So if we switch back over to the PC there, So what we've got here, this is Visual Studio. So again, don't worry that this is .NET. It could be JavaScript, it could be an app, it doesn't really matter. But I'm doing it in .NET because that's what I know best. I'm just going to create this very simple ASP.NET core application. I'm just going to call it Web Application 4 for now, that's fine. And I'm going to make it, I'm just going to use the web application template. So for those of you that have done any .NET, you'll know that's kind of a boilerplate, bootstrap-based application. There's nothing that special about it. And we're going to just take that and do some very minimal changes and have it do the same kind of functionality. So all of this is on my GitHub, like How Happy Lite, which is what this is. It's all on my GitHub. You can look that up afterwards if you want. So first thing I'm going to do is I've got some snippets just to make life a bit easier. So I'm going to replace the whole of the standard index page with a very simple snippet, which just has a form on there that allows somebody to upload an image. So there's some inline CSS just because it's demo land and that's fine. and what this form, it takes, it's a file uploader and it takes the file, it also takes a Lewis query and it posts that into my MVC controller basically. Yep. Simple as that. And then I've got, so there's the Lewis query there. And then the button, I've just got a little div to display the results in as well basically. So that's that. The next thing I'm going to do is some JavaScript. The easiest way to type JavaScript is definitely with a snippet. Yeah. I find.
You got that wrong though.
Yeah, well. I know, but yeah, let's gloss over that. so this is how I submit the form. So in my JavaScript, I'm sort of capturing that submit button. I'm just using an Ajax post into my MVC controller there, and I'm passing the file in there as well. When that comes out, I'm processing the result. So I'm taking the JSON that comes back from my MVC controller, which isn't the one that comes back from Lewis. I'm basically drawing those rectangles on the people's faces on screen. So pretty simple stuff there. So now I need to add some models. So I'm going to add a folder called models. And I'm going to add two things in here. Firstly, I'm going to add a face model. So this is to represent the stuff coming back from the emotion API, which we talked about in an earlier episode. So with the emotion API, it returns two things. It returns, just add this in, a face, which contains two things, a face rectangle, which is the bounds of the face within the image, so that it allows you to draw that box around the face. And then it returns the scores. So out of the eight emotions that it works with, what are the scores for that particular face? And so you basically, from the emotion API, you get an array of faces back. And that's how I capture that. Then the next thing is the Lewis query. So let's add one for, we're going to call this Lewis result, just to be able to deserialize the stuff from Lewis as well. If you're working with the bot framework, there's pre-built stuff for this stuff with the SDK. But the point of showing you in the web here is it doesn't have to be the bot framework. You can do this in normal applications as well. So we've got the intents and we've got the entities. So those are the things that we just showed. And you can see, obviously, you've got the scores in there as well. And with the entity, we've got things like the start index, the end index, things like that as well. So that's all great. And what I'm going to do next is I'm going to go in, just modify my MVC controller to just basically do these calls out to those two APIs. So I'm just going to add in a new action here called result, which is what my JavaScript posts into. And there it is. So that this bit of code, in it, I'm just going to resolve all these using statements now. This bit of code basically gets the information from the form. So it gets the file and that Lewis query. The next thing we want to do is post that off to the emotion API. We've talked about this in a previous episode, so we're not going to dwell on this too much, but it's just a standard HTTP client. There's nothing very special about that. We're going to pass the file, we're going to stream the file into that request. It gives us a JSON back. And then we're going to pass that JSON into our object. So yeah, pointing out just with streaming the file there, that can be complicated if you're doing this in JavaScript and some other language. And we're using an octet stream as well, which is one of the other gotchas that you might come up against. So that's going to give us a string of JSON.
Okay.
So the next thing we need to do with that is we need to basically deserialize that using JSON.net into an array of faces. So that's where my face model comes in. And that will eventually give me an array of faces. So that's half the story done. So that's the emotion side of it done. Next thing I need to do is do the bit with Lewis, where I'm basically getting the instructions for how to display the text and how to order this list of faces and all that kind of stuff. So same kind of thing, a HTTP client. It's just a simple GET request into that Lewis endpoint. I'm passing some query string parameters to say what the query is, and my API key as well. So that's just that query, just the plain text. I'm getting the message back, I'm getting the JSON back, I'm converting that JSON to my Lewis result object in .NET, and that's going to give me my instructions for how to then handle and sort that list. So what I'm doing here is I'm basically figuring out what the emotion is, and I'm sorting the list by the emotion, coming straight out of my Lewis query, and that's how I get to display it in the right way on the front-end form, basically. And it's really as simple as that. There's not that much more to it in terms of the actual C# side of it. The only thing we need to do now is, we just simply return that back as JSON to the view, and the JavaScript on the view will then do its thing in terms of displaying it. So let's run this and see, hopefully, fingers crossed, this all worked and the snippets gods are with us. And we'll see a very simple version of the How Happy application up and running. So, because it's .NET Core, it loads a lot faster than it used to, which is good, but it's still not quite fast enough.
There's some kind of problem.
No, it's fine. It's okay. All good. So let's pick up an image. We'll choose that same image. We've got various images to play with here, but we'll choose the Justin Bieber one. We'll enter a query as well. This is the Lewis query. It doesn't matter. But that's an important point, right? So people make typos, so it's fine to train for that stuff. Show me all the happy people. And there we go, it's drawn all the happy people there. So it works exactly the same way, not as pretty as the main one, but it works exactly the same way. So that's basically it. That's the end of the demonstration. So we've looked at a few things there. We've looked at kind of what Lewis is. It's not Louis. It's not John Lewis.
Yep.
It's not only, it's Language Understanding Intelligence Service, which basically is natural language processing. We've looked at how we train the model so that we have the entities, we have the intents, we add some utterances and label those up, and then we train the model and publish it. And then we've looked at how you can call that just like a REST, just like a standard API. So just a very simple GET request. It'll give you some JSON back, and then you do your thing with the JSON. So it's really very simple. So like I say, this is a web example. It works exactly the same way within any other platform. So whether it's apps or bots or some other thing that you want to use this for, it all works exactly the same way because it's just a REST API.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, that's it for another week. So from me, Martin, and from this Martin, from the John Lewis Haberdashery and Lighting Department, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.